In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, many Orthodox Christians have come to me and said, Father, why do we need the sacraments? Why do we need the mysteries of God? In particular, Father, why do we need to go to confession? Why do I have to go in front of a priest and tell him my sins? Is it not sufficient that I pray before God in my room and confess my sins to God? My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, you'd better pray before God before going to the priest. For there is a misconception, and perhaps Hollywood has said something to do with this, that somehow going to confession is a magical ceremony in which I go, I confess my sins, and then magically I am clean and free to sin the same sins the next day. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, it doesn't work that way. For without proper repentance, it is impossible to be truly healed of one's sins. To this end, Jesus Christ, through the Gospel of St. Luke, affords us an opportunity to truly understand the mystery of this sacrament within the healing of the 10 lepers. For leprosy has always been one of the most horrific diseases. Covered in sores, the digits of their hands falling off, their noses falling off, their ears falling off until eventually they die. In modern medicine, they have deemed this type of disease necrotic. That is, a disease that slowly kills you. Various scorpions, spiders, and snake have venom that is called necrotic, in the sense that it immediately starts to kill the flesh where the poison touches. Could there not be a greater analogy to sin in this world? For sin ultimately is what kills us. Sin is what ultimately brings disease, death, suffering, natural disasters into this world. I speak not just because of a personal sin that brings justice of God upon yourself, but general sins. For example, a few years ago, we had the tsunami that hit the island nation of Japan. And people started to say, it is because of the sins of the Japanese that they have been punished. Metropolitan Yakovos of Chicago rightly said, no, my beloved children, it is because of all of our sins that this has happened. Within the Gospels of Christ, we see object lessons for our enrichment and for the betterment of our souls. For today's Gospel passage is not merely about gratitude for what God has done for you, but about what it truly means to be saved. For those lepers, as all lepers during that time, were not allowed into the cities proper. They had to stay at a distance. Some of them would have bells to alert people of their presence. Others had to clack wood so that people would not get close to them or possibly be infected. When Jesus Christ told them, go and show yourselves to the priest, what he was doing was giving them the opportunity and the ability to reintegrate themselves into society. For during those times, and even today, in the synagogue, in the temple, and in the church, people would go to the priest to show that they have been made well and therefore can be brought back into the church, the temple, the synagogue. This is what confession truly is. For our sins that kill us cut us away from God. Our sins destroy our relationship with our Christ, our Master, and ultimately will kill us. After we have shed our tears, Jesus Christ will heal us. For they stated, Jesus, Master. And the name Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus, literally means save us. They recognized what he had come to do to save them. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, the object lesson is that the leper that was healed, the Samaritan, the foreigner, the Gentile like you and me, turned back and went to give glory to God. That is what repentance means. The Greek word metanoia, to change your mind, to change direction. Because I guarantee that those other 9 lepers will be sick again. They will not be saved. But the leper that turned back to give thanks unto God before going to show himself to the priest, he will achieve true healing. For what did Jesus Christ say to him? Your faith has made you well. Faith is impossible without repentance. Faith is impossible without emptying ourselves and turning to Christ to give him the true glory. Today, we celebrate 2 individuals who have given glory to God in a tremendous fashion. For Saint Athanasius, Patriarch of Alexandria, was only 20 years old when he wrote his famous work on the Incarnation. He was only a deacon when he went to the first ecumenical council, and yet his words were the strongest, the loudest, the most powerful at that council. He became the greatest thorn in the heresiarch, Arius. For those who do not know, the first ecumenical council dealt with the heresy of Arianism, which stated that Jesus Christ was a creature, that he was not God, that there was a time when Jesus Christ did not exist. Saint Athanasius fought hard so that the church would understand that Jesus Christ is indeed God of God, light of light, only begotten of the Father. In his famous work, he quoted 2 things that are important for us to remember. First, that which is not assumed is not saved. If Jesus Christ had not been God, then him coming to earth would mean nothing. Because if he did not assume our humanity as God, our salvation means nothing. Second, he stated, and for those of us that have ever wondered, what is the meaning of life? People search their whole lives for it. Saint Athanasius stated it. God became man so that man could become like God. The meaning of life is deification, theosis, to become like God, to take on the qualities of the Holy Spirit, to become saints in our own right, so that our glorification will reflect his glorification. We also celebrate Saint Cyril, also Patriarch of Alexandria, who combated against the heretics Nestorius and Sabellius. Nestorius, who posited that Jesus Christ in his divinity and humanity was like almost to a Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. 2 separate beings combating for control of the person. And also against the heretic Sabellius. Sabellius, who posited that there are not 3 persons in the Trinity. We do not have a Trinity in our God. But we have is a Trinity in how you experience God. Sometimes you experience God the Father. Sometimes you experience God the Son. Sometimes you experience God the Holy Spirit. Saint Cyril said, no. They are three hypostases, three persons, mia usia, one nature. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, it is important that we honor their memory of their teachings. For before we state the creed, we state with one voice and one mind, let us say. Jesus Christ said in his final prayer before his betrayal in the garden, in his private prayer to the Father, that they, the church, may be one, even as we are one. We must believe the same thing. We must understand the truth. And these holy men, who were exiled again and again and again, who were defamed, who were ridiculed, who were hated by the heretics, fought that the truth might come to us through the seven ecumenical councils. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, we experience the truth of God through his mysterious sacraments, through the truth of theology, through the reading of Scripture. Come, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let us experience Christ fully. Let us, like the one Samaritan leper, turn back, give glory to God, and allow our faith to make us well as we participate in his holy life.